This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Live from Salem, State Senator David Brock-Smith getting an update on what's going on. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So let's talk about the past week. What are some of the big items from the legislature that you want to let folks know about?
Well, Kyle, I gave my first remonstrance on Tuesday from the Senate floor on Senate Bill 89, which is coming from Senator Brzezinski just to our north, that looks to allow convicted felons that are incarcerated in our state penitentiary to vote, to be able to register to vote and to be able to cast their ballot, which I think is appalling. These are individuals that have caused, of course, the most heinous crimes in our state and are incarcerated for them. And so after which the bill was supposed to be on the agenda for the Thursday Judiciary Committee hearing, but it was pulled, which is a good thing. So hopefully we'll be able to deal with that. Secondary, we had an issue in our committee on natural resources where we had an amendment that would have replaced a study bill with regards to aquaculture that would have devastated our fish processing, our 26 fish processors and so forth along the coast, coming from a representative in the Portland metro area. So I'm hopeful we were able to stop that as well. But those are the main points in my wheelhouse as of this last week. Other than that, just getting things together. And I dropped a number of bills in the Senate yesterday that folks can go on OLIS and look at. I have another number of bills that will go in Tuesday, specifically around forest management and the lack thereof and the need to have Oregon Department of Forestry work with the feds on mitigating catastrophic wildfire by thinning, logging, reducing ladder fuels, creating the metal landscapes that historically existed in our forest and really making them more resilient to fire as our managed lands from our private timber owners are.
From both sides of the aisle, or either side, I guess, perhaps, oftentimes at the beginning of the session, you'll hear about sort of the order of the priorities. I know at some point there was a move to fund education first, take care of that before moving on to other areas in the budget. Anything like that going on right now?
Well, it's always been a Republican priority to fund education and public safety first. Because the Democrats like to use education as the political football, so to speak, at the end of session. I will add, actually, I've been working with our new city councilor, Ellen Porter, for the city of Roseburg and the League of Oregon Cities, as well as the Association of Oregon Counties, on legislation to deal with really the liability of the right to rest that then Speaker Kotek, now Governor Kotek, passed in 2021. I have a bill that repeals that, but our smaller communities really don't have the resources, nor do they have the liability associated with being able to deal with those type of problems. And so we're addressing that. And yesterday I introduced a referral to the voters to protect our fishing, hunting, and gathering rights. As I'm the chair of the Legislative Sportsman's Caucus, where we can have the people vote for basically the right to hunt. Because I'm sure you're aware of that IP3 situation, Kyle, where there's an initiative petition circling about that would restrict the ability to do so.
Yeah,
we're trying to get ahead of that.
Yeah, tell us more about that proposal and your thoughts on it.
Which one, IP3 or
right.
My?
Yeah, the IP3. Yeah, IP3.
Well, IP3 is just a ridiculous proposal, put on through PETA and other animal activist groups You know, there was a number of it would completely restrict the ability to even fish, and so we're adamantly opposed to it as the sportsman's the legislative sportsman's caucus is, as well as the Oregon Hunters Association, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, so on and so forth. So we're trying to get ahead of that with legislation that would basically codify in the state's constitution through the vote of the Oregonians. 23 other states already have this right in their constitution. Vermont was the only state that actually wrote it into their constitution in drafting, but 22 other states have done so in this manner. And so we're hopeful that we'll be able to get that on the ballot in 2024.
And let's go back to your proposal regarding the right to rest, et cetera, along with Councilwoman Porter. What kind of response have you gotten, if any, so far to that idea?
Well, it's really been her as a driving force, working and collaborating. She came in a week before last while the League of Oregon Cities was having their annual meeting in Salem. We were able to talk about it. So then I helped facilitate a conversation with Douglas County's other senator on the coast, Senator Anderson, who's the vice chair of Senate Housing. We had a Teams meeting earlier this week to go over her proposal. He has been working with Senator Jama, who, of course, is the chair of Senate Housing, so that we can incorporate it. There is a, of course, Governor Kotek has been moving proposals forward, and I have recently found out that because of those things, Senator Anderson is working on a piece of legislation that's going to be an omnibus that we might be able to put Councilwoman Porter's idea into, which will be fantastic, and it will basically give our smaller communities the liability coverage, basically discretionary immunity, if you will, in moving forward. So it's just one step in the larger picture that we need to deal with in regards to these issues. I personally believe that there needs to be stronger regulations and the tools given to our communities to move these folks on. If there's other communities that are larger that have the resources to assist them, I'm supportive of moving them there, because we can't burden our smaller communities with these type of issues when we have regular public safety concerns already.
About a minute left here. Talk about what is on your agenda in the next few days.
Well, there's a number of things. I'm hopeful to get my first newsletter out, and if anybody's interested, they can go to my my website through OLIS and sign up for that newsletter. We're still, again, I'm collecting co-sponsors on some legislation that we'll put in next week. It'll be first read next Thursday. That deals with a myriad of forestry-related issues, as I mentioned earlier. We, of course, we're only having floor session twice a week now, but as bills start moving forward, that will increase. We are, of course, doing a constitutional mandate in the Senate of reading bills in their entirety. We're starting out the session that way. So I look forward to the conversation next week to be able to give you an update on what's transpired then.
All right, an update there from State Senator David Brock Smith. Senator, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:40 at the Morning Report.